What are you going to do with it? By the way, what have we learned here about the chemistry of transformation? Step one, no one changes unless they're at least satiated. If you got the best thing in the world and you eat that same meal day and night, you're going to eventually get satiated and you're going to look for something else. But satiation doesn't usually change people unless they also get dissatisfied, right? And dissatisfaction's great, but if it's a hard change, you don't change until you hit a what? Until you hit a what? And when you hit the threshold, you go, this, not another day, not another moment, it's over. I will not live this way again. And when you get to that point, there's an insight that shows up. You have an insight right now into your wife and into yourself, if you look. But the insight's worthless because the moment the insight happens, there's an opening. And if you don't jump through that opening, it closes in a heartbeat, you can start over again. So you've got an insight. What insight do you have, sir? Tell me. What do you know now you didn't know before? Whether you like it or not doesn't matter. I know you don't like it, and I'm sure you don't like it in front of 4,000 people since you're here.
I never knew when I gave her a hug, I hurt her.
What hurt her is you weren't present. It wasn't the intensity of the squeeze. I bet you could squeeze her tighter and own her. Where were you? Tell the truth.
Standing back because she wasn't either.
But she wants the man she married. She wants you to come here and take her. And when she goes in and goes, no, no, and shuts down, she wants you to pursue her. When she goes, no, it doesn't matter, goes away. She's looking for a man who says, don't you can walk away from me. Come here. It's come here. I worship you. If I'm not getting through, I'll find another way.